I'm J.T. Marlin's nephew. All right? That's great. I tell you, why don't we go for 2,000 shares this time, and then we will swing for the fences next time. Okay. Business transacted. There you are, Boiler Room. That's me, Chris Marlin. But I'm not Chris Marlin. I played the Italian fellow in Boiler Room. Now, I worked with that wonderful actor, the Italian fellow.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Giovanni Ribisi was so, he was so dead on as far as his character. He had a marvelous way of looking at the camera that,
Did you make it with him?
I tried so hard. He's heterosexual.
Oh. Yes.
I walked up to him, I said, are you hot and tired after a day of shooting? Is there any way you would like to come back to the Vin Diesel trailer with me? And the most fun I had was on a little film you might remember with can I throw some names out at you?
Yeah.
Mr. Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Mr. Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan. Oh, my God. That was my breakout.
Wasn't Matt Damon in that
film? I'm not talking about a blemish on the forehead. I'm talking about the fact that... Not a blemish on the forehead. That was Vin Diesel's breakout film. And it was wonderful because I walked in and I auditioned for Mr. Spielberg all morning long. Going, Steven Spielberg, I've got to audition for Steven Spielberg. This is the most pressure that I have ever felt in my entire life. I'm so, so, so scared. And I walked in and I said... here's your line. I said,
that's right, Commander. I'm ready to storm the beaches. There we are. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to assume this role?
And Spielberg said, where'd you get that voice? Where did you get that macho voice? And of course I lied and I said, stop it, you!
He said what?
I said, I made butterscotch. I made butterscotch right on the moment, right in the spur of the moment. Spielberg said, where'd you get that natural voice? I said,
I've had this voice for many years, and I'm very...
I had to tone down the New York accent because I had this... You know, when people say you sound very New York when you're talking like this, it's very obnoxious.
Do all the people in your films know that there's Vin Diesel and there's Mark Vincent?
No, it's a secret. Most of the time I walk around and I'm Vin Diesel with the Vin Diesel voice. But if I talk when I'm relaxed around friends, and you're a friend... You're a friend?
This is just me.
This is who I am. I'm so excited. But can I get back to the story about the Spielberg?
Yeah.
So Spielberg hears me read for the voices. Like,
go get the Germans.
And so it's so incredible because he says, Vin Diesel, you got the part. And right on the spot, my colon released.
Oh, no.
Everything came out.
Oh, no.
Everything in the previous 3 days. It was like an enema. I didn't want to tell him because I'm in his office. And he's got, you know, this carpeting, wall-to-wall carpeting, beautiful furnishings. And I said, my colon's released. What am I going to do? So I actually... I hiked up my pants. I was wearing leather pants. Have you seen those?
Yes.
The leather pants that I wear?
Sure.
And so I hiked them up and I pulled them really close. It was just incredible. And I walked in and I said to his receptionist, I said,
is there a facility around here?
And she said, go ahead, right down the hallway. So I scampered down the hallway and I called my mother. I said, Mother, I got the part. You're not going to believe this. Vin Diesel's going to be in Saving Private Ryan.
That was incredible.
Over the top. What a sensation.
What about in The Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
You got a girlfriend.
I do. She's lovely. She's
all right. It's girls go.
Real hot girl wearing like a mesh thing. And at one point, you grab her and you
grab
squeeze
her
ass.
Macho. Uh-huh.
You kiss her.
The things I do for my country.
That's crap. I mean, really, it's repulsive, actually.
Yeah,
just to have to... just to talk to them and kiss them and
same thing.
It actually makes me a little queasy.
There's a hot chick in XXX who plays a Russian spy.
Yeah, she's a foreign woman and she's lovely and we commit the raid. I actually use her trailer occasionally because she doesn't care.
Huh.
Doesn't matter. You know, doesn't matter. And then when I go on the set, nobody knows I'm on the set because I go,
come on over here, baby. Would you like to come over here and kiss me? Come over here and kiss me. I'm Vin Diesel. Look at these guns. Look at these guns. Would you like to grab my arm? Oh, does that feel good? Oh, the things I do for my country. Oh, yeah, baby.
And then I go back to my trailer and just relax all afternoon because it really is so gross. It's just, you know, it's just what I do. It's what I try to do, and it's the way I feel the release. That's why coming on your show, they said the one thing you can do, you can be totally honest.
Be yourself.
Yes, yeah, but I'd like to really, I don't want to do the action adventures. The action adventure genre, it's not for Vin Diesel. No. I'm moving towards a Mr. Howland's Opus direction.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'd kind of like to do. I'd like to wear the sweater, the cardigan, and
be
that type
of thing. You can't do that as Vin Diesel, though. You've built up this character now to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I built up this character. I hope I can build up my immunity.
Oh,
kidding.
Wow.
No, kidding. Come on now. Look at the guns. What's the question?
Do you have anal?
Of course. I don't like to pitch, though. I like to catch.
Wow.
That's my preference.
Let me ask you.
I use the Vin Diesel voice sometimes, too.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for me? There we go. Take your time. Take your time right now.
Ah, the things you do for your country.
Look what I do for my country. There you go. Easy now. That's what I like to do.
Because that's really inside. It's me going, God, what a phony voice I'm using. But boy, it turns some of the boys on. It really does. Oh, man, I tell you, it's very exciting to be me. It's a good time to be me, but I have a wonderful time out in Hollywood.
Now that you're famous, how do you go, like, to the gay bathhouses and stuff?
I go, it's the same. It's the same, but I wear a wig. I wear an Afro wig. Which, well, not a big one. Not one, you know, just like the crazy thing from the 70s. But I wear a nice little Danny Glover that, you know, from when he was younger. And I put it on, and it works for me. And people, you know, go in, and I use an average voice like this. I said, all right, I just kind of the same fee for the towels. And then I go in there. And then when I go to Hollywood parties, off comes the wig, and out comes the voice.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. It's going to be a good time. Was had by all. Oh, yeah, Vin Diesel. Bank. Oh, what I do for my country. Yes, sirree. Fantastic.
And, of course, I wear the Groucho glasses when I go to the bathhouse. And no one recognizes me. And they think it's cute and it's fun. But I tell you, it's all the same. You know, you're not anything special if you make a movie. And you have to be true to yourself. You know, it's acting anyway. So if I'm going to be fooling around, I might as well be fooling around with everybody watching and all that. You know?
Now I'm wondering why. Now it makes sense. I had read somewhere. Really, I had read this in the New York Post.
Did I have a drippiest colon in Calvacetti?
No. That you had been to see the producers something like 8 times.
9.
9 times.
I saw it one time after Lane left the company. I went to see it, just to see who the new blood was, and it was, of course, nothing compared to Broderick and Lane. I know Nathan. Nathan and I go back a ways, and he likes my work, too, you know, and he's been to see Triple X. I've seen the movies, I know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So have you
been... I can only use the regular voice with him, though.
Really?
Yes, I have to be...
Vin Diesel. Hello, Nathan. Come to my dressing room. Very, very exciting. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Would you like me to be... I could be whoever you want me to be.
The things you do for your country, Vin.
I've got faith in Nathan. Get it?
Get it?
He loves the guns.
Really?
He loves the guns. Nathan loves the guns. Loves to grab them, play with them, toy with them. Stroke them. He plays with my tattoos. The painted on ones, and I play with his hair.
We're going to break here, Vin.
Okay.
And we need two callers to play Jeopardy at 877-365-3636.
I hope everyone catches XXX this weekend.
Here in Philly, 215-263-ROCK.
Fantastic.
New Jersey, 609-590-9494. I feel like I'm doing a goddamn telethon.
Yeah. Dial early, dial often.
WJFK.
Oh, this is so liberating.
202-432-1067.
Call me. I'd love to chat with you.
We'll be right back.
Goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see. I got a phone call.
No.
I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. It's going to take a phone call.
Oh, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed.
Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
The Don and Mike Show. Living in the violent world of Pam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Freddy's every dead, day. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, you are right on. You are dialed on with it. I love being on your show. Is that all right? Is that am I speaking out of turn saying that?
Yeah.
You're old school.
Where's Vin?
You want Vin back?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
I'm very fond of your show. doing a great job, and if there's anything that I can do to help you, please don't hesitate to ask me.
The things you do for your country.
The things I do for my country. I'm very excited about the success of Triple X, and I urge everyone to go out and enjoy it and see it, and it's no skin off my hairy back if you miss it.
Oh,
that's the way I look at it.
Now, Vin, I'll leave it up to you. You can either be Vin Diesel, or you can be...
I will leave it up to you, my friend.
Or you can be Mark Vincent.
I will leave it up to you, my friend. It is your choice. Whichever you would like me to do, I will do for you.
I like the real person.
Here we go. This is Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, that's not the real person.
Oh, the real guy?
You like me? You like me better?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Can I come around and hug? Please?
I don't want to hug.
Please.
I don't want to hug.
Just a little one.
I don't want to hug.
Please? I want to.
I
don't. No, he's coming around to see you.
Coming around to hug me.
Don't
touch me.
You have no choice.
Oh, no.
Oh, from behind.
Thank you so much.
Don't touch me.
Wow. Faggot.
Oh, that felt so good. Did it sound good for you?
Back over here, little faggot.
Did it feel good for you?
That was wonderful.
You big steroid.
I've broken my headphones.
You big steroid.
I've broken my headphones.
Sorry, no.
Are they reparable?
Faggot.
No, they're fine. They're fine. Let me get them on. Here we are. Let me start the show. This is Vin Diesel. Hello, I'm Vin Diesel. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Everyone sit tight now. Entering the studio as a challenger. He's a stockbroker from Philadelphia, right where you are. And let's say hi to Chris Roberts.
Chris.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, LQ.
Say hi to me.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, thank you. He called me by my proper name.
Nice.
Mark.
You're a Christian name.
Christian name. Now entering the studio is our returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion. He's an IT recruiter from Fairfax, Virginia. Let's say hi to... Oh, his total for 3 days is $179. Let's say hi to Mike Gustin.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Mike, being your returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Oh, there's been a lot of hamster popping going on.
And that's fantastic.
Lots of hamster popping.
I'll thank you for that later. All right, and now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Chris and Mike. Please don't screw with LQ. And say hi to Alan Smith, you ready now?
Well, hi there, guys. Chris and Mike, here are your categories, and they are...
Good luck, boys.
Elvis.
I like Elvis music.
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
Pooh.
Guess the celebrity bra size.
That sounds like a great exercise. Can I play?
Secret Identities.
Oh,
there you are.
There you go.
My world and welcome to it, my friend.
And new on DVD home video.
Fantastic. Why don't you give them again the category so they won't screw up. All right, Don?
In case you've just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, this is Vin Diesel.
Hello, Rio. How are you? I hope you're enjoying Triple X, Fast and Furious, Saving Private Ryan, Boiler Room, all of my films.
And now,
bitches, as I like to call them.
Do your Vin Diesel voice just so people know it's really you.
I enjoyed Triple X. The picture was difficult. It was a tough shoot, but I'm very happy with the way that it turns out, and I hope that everyone enjoys it and goes to see it.
What about that line, the famous line, though, the things I do for my country?
The things I do for my country. Oh, wow. You're a beautiful lady. I'm going to jump on you right now.
All right, now go back.
Here I am, the real Magilla. This is the real enchilada. This is the way I speak when I'm with my friend.
Here are your categories, guys.
Super God, I'm hot.
Elvis. Name that starting NFL quarterback.
La, la, la.
Guess the bra size.
Bra size.
Secret Identities and new on DVD. And Chris, we'll start with you.
Can I get a spritz before we start?
Chris.
Yes, could I have NFL quarterbacks? LQ.
Yes. Name that starting NFL quarterback for one. He starts for the Buffalo Bills.
Who is Brian Greasy?
Mike Gustin, the returning champion. It's your chance to steal, please.
Who is Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah, right.
$1.
Buzz's main man, Drew Bledsoe.
Right. Drew Bledsoe. Ooh, sounds rugged. All right, Mike, you're in control.
Go ahead. For two.
He is the starting quarterback for your Houston Texans.
Who is David Carr?
Yeah.
Oops, hold on.
David Carr, right. There it is.
$2 for you, Mike. Way to go. Select again, please.
Let's say that's three.
Starting quarterback for your Baltimore Ravens.
Who is Chris Redmond?
Right.
$3. You're doing very well. Would you like to move on to the next category, please?
Where's Mark?
I'm here. Hiding just beneath the surface. I have to keep practicing because this, I have an interview on a television station downstairs.
Oh, on KYW?
On KYW. I love those names. But great call signs. KYW.
That's
wonderful. All right, Mike, select another category, please.
Let's go DVD home video for one.
All right, no laughing.
Stars Cameron Diaz.
Oh, please.
No clue.
Chris, your chance to steal. You need some dollaries to get on the billboard.
What is Vanilla Sky?
Now.
Nope. Movie called The Sweetest Thing.
Oh, The Sweetest Thing. The Sweetest Thing is what I look at in the mirror every morning. All right, Mike.
Let's stay in DVD for two.
Stars Ice Cube.
Oh, man. No clue.
Chris, chance to steal. Come on. We need some points here for you so you can get on track, Buster.
I have no idea.
It's All About the Benjamins.
Ah, All About the Benjamins. I've never seen the film. Is it a good picture?
I don't know.
Okay. Mike, you're in control.
Okay, let's finish it for three.
Good luck.
Stars French Stewart.
What is...
Oh, he is wonderful. Chris, go ahead. Come on, someone get this, please.
Clock Stoppers.
Thank you. A tour de force. Great film. I saw it four times.
You ever French tour?
I did indeed.
Huh.
Everywhere.
Oh.
Pot of life. Deal. Mike, you're in control.
Okay, let's go Elvis for one.
As of today, Elvis has been dead this many years.
What is 25?
Wow.
EAP 25.
$1 for you, Mike. You're still maintaining and expanding your lead.
Let's stay there for two guys.
His nickname for feet.
What are stinkers?
Chris, your chance to steal.
Had to be listening yesterday.
Yeah. What are love puppies?
I know.
Yeah.
Sooties,
right.
There you are. It's not, you know, this is not, you know, we're not sitting here figuring out a cure for some major disease.
Right.
Sorry about that.
You need that, though, don't
you?
Back off, both of you. Back off, both of you. That is cruel. You're mean-spirited.
How's that cocktail you have to drink?
You're being very mean-spirited. I don't care for that. It's not my type of tea.
You got the FBAs?
Do you want me to go back to being who I am?
Oh, no.
Come over there and kick both of your asses.
Did you get the FBA from ATM?
I'd like you to please stop. You're going to make me cry.
You know what FBA is?
FBA? Full blown?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what ATM is?
ATM is the money machine.
No. Ass to
mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Where party have you been to? I heard that from Chloe the Anal Queen.
Chloe, I know her. Yeah, she's not my type. Mike, you're in control.
Let's go finish Elvis for three.
His mama's first name.
Sorry.
Chris, your chance to see you.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
You guys, Gladys.
Come on. I mean, I've got to tell you, Chris, you have no dollars yet, and it's really going to be difficult for you to, you know, catch up. Okay?
I will try more.
Just reminding. Mike.
Okay.
You're in control, darling.
Let's go to bra size for one.
Guess the celebrity bra size. She's on American Idol, Paula Abdul.
What is 34B?
$1. Right. Way to go. You know your breasts. Good job, Mike.
I do. Let's go number, stay there for two.
You can only imagine what these chewed on dog toys must look like. Martha Stewart.
Oh.
36B.
Now, Chris, your chance to steal.
34C.
Wrong, they're 36 long.
How can this be? She has the same bra size as Paula Abdul. 34B.
Oh, it's a good thing. I love her. She is being so unfairly prosecuted, and I think persecuted and prosecuted. And I think it's up to the country to stand in back of her and say, Martha, we love you. Please, Martha, come back to us and stop this silly stuff. And really, don't worry about all these bankers and lawyers and prosecutors.
Where's Vin?
Come back, please.
Where's Vin?
You want to talk to Vin?
Where's Vin?
It's funny when you don't like either one of us a whole bunch.
I'm right here.
I like both of you fine.
Mother. You're a bad mother, Don.
I'm a bad mother. Oh, you meant that like Shaft.
Yeah, shut your mouth. Have you seen Triple X with your son?
We saw it opening weekend.
Did it officially knock your socks off?
Sucked ass.
Hey.
No.
Slow down. I'm making a living, okay?
Okay, fag.
It's not that big a deal. You know, if you don't like the film, the picture, it's not going to kill me. We spent a lot of time on the picture. It was the mother of a picture. It's so tough being the duality, the queer duality of Vin Diesel. It's very difficult.
You know what? I like the little fag better.
I'm back. There you are. Number 19. Out of blue.
All right, who's in control here?
I don't know. Mike, are you in control, you mean music mother?
Oh, no, here we go. Right, yeah. Guess the celebrity bra size for three.
Okay.
Lisa Marie Presley.
34C.
Not in the form of a question.
Chris, you're running out of real estate. It's time for you to steal him. What is that scratching sound?
What is 34C?
There you go.
$3 for you, Chris. You're in control. You will be going to the final round, which is exciting. Now go ahead and select again.
Secret identities for one, please.
All right, the last category on the big board.
Last category, Leg. Warning, Will Robinson.
He is Spider-Man.
Oh.
Who is Tobey Maguire?
No dick face. Like in the comic book.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tobey Maguire.
No.
Tobey Maguire. It's so hot. Mike, you're in control.
Who is Peter Parker?
Right. Peter Parker. Oh, the real comic book dude.
Right.
Oh, all right. Oh, is that the game you're playing?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're in control, and you have
$9. Okay, let's stay there for two.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
Who is Dick?
Oh.
Oh, stop right there. Chris, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Come on now.
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson
is youthful ward.
Absolutely. Bruce Wayne, Dick Grayson, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Mike, you're in control of what I do for my country.
Let's finish it out for three guys.
He's the Incredible Hulk.
Who is Bill Baxter?
Negative.
Christopher, time for you to steal, Christopher.
Who is David...
Jesus
You're
Christ.
Both so close. David Banner.
And that's
the end of the first round.
And it was Bill Bixby who played.
And what's wrong with that phone? Who's got the cordless? Who has the cordless right now? Speak up.
It's me, guys. I'm sorry.
Which one?
Chris.
It's Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, what is the deal? Can't you get to a hard line?
I'm sorry. I'm down to Virginia, guys.
Are you on a cell phone in your car?
Yeah.
That is so obnoxious when you're playing a game.
I'm guys, over, though.
Guys, you're both going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Vin Diesel.
I get so angry.
Mark Vincent.
Right here.
And here is your category.
Yes.
Born to age.
Oh, John.
Born to age.
Yeah.
And here's your answer.
Born to age.
The current age of the boss.
Bruce Springsteen. He's okay.
Current age of the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my new Vin Diesel ice cream product, Hamster Pops. You've never eaten ice cream until you've eaten one of my Hamster Pops. They're made with only the freshest ingredients and frozen inside special freezing canals. Then pulled out and glazed with special frosting for a last-minute burst of flavor.
Oh.
Vin Diesel's Hamster Pops in butterscotch, copper, and copper butterscotch fudge. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with the Alex Trebek and Ron
Jesus
Christ. Jesus Christ. Come on.
Thank you.
All right.
Here we go. And let's see, we will start with...
Chris is the low guy,
Chris, the current age of the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
What is 56?
56 is negative.
Sorry, that knocks you down to zero, Christopher.
And Mike, you're the big wiener if you have the right answer.
I said, what is 56?
No, negative.
Oh, that means no winner today, no winner.
Bruce Springsteen.
How else?
52.
Still gorgeous.
He is gorgy. 52 for Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, man, I swear to God, I bathe him like a cat.
It's a movie that only Peter, the tiny sales manager, could appreciate.
I love him.
Because we're giving away no money.
I do, I love him.
We're giving away no money today. Listen, Chris and Mike, don't go away mad. Just go away now. Mike, you get to keep some money, and I know we have something for Chris. Here now is either Vin Diesel or Mark Vincent.
Congratulations, boys. Are you excited about your game?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me tell you what you've won. You, Chris, you're from Philly, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, you have won Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth tickets. That's tomorrow night at the Tweeter Center.
We'll be there. Mike and I will be there.
Mike and Don will be there. These are lawn tickets. Get the winner's first and last name and phone number.
Oh.
There you go. But wait, I have more for both of you.
Oh, no, this is just for the other guy.
Just for the other guy?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You've won a pair of fifth-row tickets to the WWE Tour of Defiance. Another night of hard-hitting, in-your-face action live at the MCI Center on September 7th. Don't miss superstars like Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar. Oh, tickets go on sale this Saturday at the box office or at all Ticketmaster outlets. Thank you very much for playing. And nice run, Mike Gustin.
Well, what about his money? He gets money, right?
Yeah, total that he gets to keep is $179. That was his three-day winning total. He didn't win today, right?
No, he did not.
That's right. So he gets to keep what he had, which is wonderful. And I think that's great. They both played a fine game.
Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend, fellas. And, well, what can I say? Vin Diesel.
Yes.
It's been a thrill having you on the show.
Oh, I enjoyed every second of it.
The dual identity thing.
Every second was a pleasure for me. I hope you enjoyed the pleasure as well.
The double life thing.
I'll send you an invite to my next premiere. Would you like to get sent to your office or your mansion? Which one would you care for?
Thank you, Vin, and may I speak
thank
with,
you,
may I speak with Mark again?
My inner ego?
Yeah.
Okay. Here I am, Vin Diesel in the flesh, big arms, bald head, painted on tattoos, and no underwear.
Always remember, I love what your Jeopardy is a production of.
Quoran Incorporated, and is distributed by King World. You guys are a gas. Good luck at Philly.
There you go, Vin. Wow. Vin Diesel.
That was a little odd.
The real Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know.
Vin.
And that's the real guy.
Got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, live at 94 WYSB in Philadelphia tonight. We are off to South Philly.
Yeah.
For the Las Vegas-style show in the home of Lance.
Lance.
You will hear everything that happened at that show on Monday's episode.
The party Lance lot.
We're bringing tape recorders.
Yeah.
We've never done that before.
Yeah, let's be careful with those.
Yeah. Okay. We're very careful.
Really.
94 WYSB, WYSP.
Wait.
Let's take that from the top.
Thank you.
94 WYSB presents Eagles football. Tomorrow night, the Eagles land in Foxborough to play the Patriots. Join me for your award-winning Nextel five-star pregame show at 6. Kickoff with Marilyn Mike at 8.
Marilyn Mike?
Those are the guys who do the game.
Street?
Not Meryl Streep. And Mike Quick. That's tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, after I do that, Mike O'Mara and I will be going to the Tweeter Center
for our award-winning appearance on stage with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. And Meryl Reese. That's tomorrow night. Boy, it's going to be one hell of a weekend, one hell of a show on Monday, mm-hmm. talking about all the stuff that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
And of course, the wives are getting together.
Yes.
Which is always dangerous.
Right.
It's a GFG. Gift from God. Oh, and we're actually going to Northeast Philly, not to South Philly. It's Northeast Philly.
That's right. Make that wrong turn, you know you made a mistake.
Yeah. It's a gift from God. Me and Mike can review movies that we haven't even seen yet.
Yeah, I'm not even aware of what movies are opening. You're just going to say them to me and I'll know what we're talking about.
I didn't know there was
you got the newspaper?
Yeah, I didn't know there was anything opening this weekend, but as it turns out, there's three of them.
Huh.
What we got? Possession.
Oh, that one.
We've got...
What's that about?
The Good Girl. And we've got Blue Crush.
No. I better get my paper out.
No,
I
don't.
You don't need it.
It's better when you're like me and you really don't know.
You have a gift.
Because I'll just tell you who the stars are and we just go from there.
All right.
And I'll go first with the movie Possession. Possession by Don. Okay, here's all I have to see to know I'm not going. Stars Gwyneth Paltrow.
Eehee.
Now, I've seen...
Paltrow or Paltrow?
I've seen an ad.
Like throw rugs?
And it's a period piece.
Oh, really? So it's about Gwyneth on her period?
I believe. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe it's not a period piece. All I know is that Gwyneth Paltrow...
Paltrow.
Whatever. See you in Toledo, honey. Any movie that this bitch is in, I don't want to be a part of. And I don't want to hear she's good looking, because she's really not good looking. She's a skank face. She's got a decent body. That Oscar that she won is a joke. It's a mistake. Any movie that Gwyneth Paltrow is in, you can count me out of. That was Possession by Don. Mike, are you ready?
Yep.
You've been trying to actually read about the movie?
I just want to take a quick look here. One second before I start. I'm ready, Don.
Okay, and go.
Possession. By Mike. What do you call a much praised playwright and filmmaker whose work has drawn charges of misogyny and misanthropy? No. Possession is...
You are reading out of the newspaper.
No, it's... This movie, I saw a trailer on Letterman the other night, and it does not impress one little bit. I find Gwyneth Paltrow a very good talk show guest. I think she'd be fun to kind of hang out with. I think she's very non... Hollywood and likes to have a good time, you know. She smokes. I think she drinks a little bit.
I was right. 19th century poets.
But I'll tell you this. She's kind of boring in movies. Doesn't do it for me. Not a lot of energy. And I don't know. She just bores me just when she's on camera. She doesn't get my blood going. And for a leading lady, I like to have a little of that sex appeal. And for Gwyneth, I know she's supposed to be one of the most beautiful women in the world, but I don't believe so, and she bores me, so do not go see Possession. It's a bad movie. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We are in agreement.
Can I do the next one?
Yes, you may.
The Good Girl?
The Good Girl. Which goes wide, opens wide this weekend, starring Jennifer Aniston. Go.
Jennifer Aniston has, of course, been very successful with her TV career, has had a somewhat hit-and-miss film career. However, she's trying something different. She's trying to be more of a dramatic actress. And anybody that is that funny, which I think she is in her sitcom, and I think she's a funny actress, I think she's somebody that can maybe pull off doing something unusual. But with that said, I will tell you, I don't think this is a movie that's going to be very entertaining. I think it might do wonders for her career. It might get her a little more variety of roles. But as far as this vehicle, The Good Girl, her playing kind of trailer park trash and trying to be dramatic, I'm all for it because I think she's very talented. But the movie just is boring. And if it gets her a more dramatic role in the future that's a little more high profile, I'm all for it. But if you're really asking me what I think about going out and being entertained, I have to give this one the thumbs down. Silly little dumb plot, little rednecky plot. Those are boring with a capital B. So I wish you luck, Jennifer. But this is Mike O'Mara saying, don't go. Thank you. Starting to get that little clock in the head working on these. Very proud of that review. Yeah. Thank you.
It was a good one.
Thank you very much.
It was a good speech.
My turn now on that movie.
Yes.
The Good Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Good Girl.
The Good Girl.
Girl.
By Don. Jennifer, I love you. You know that. Every year, you goddamn whore, I rate you so high on our list of women when we are rating them simply on physical beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with Mike. I do not think you're funny. Frankly, I think you're talentless.
Wow.
I really do.
Wow.
I really do. And I've seen the ads for this. You want to stretch as an actress. You want to grow as an actress. You want to frumpy yourself up a little bit. You want to do the fake Texas accent.
Stretch.
I got news for you. You want to get me into the theater? Here's the movie I want to see. Breasts, starring Jennifer Aniston. I guarantee, just one time, you open up those, that shirt and you let those dairy pillows come out, and you're looking at a $20 million opening, and I'm not talking about the one in my pants. That would be negative. And now the third movie, Blue Crush.
Blue Crush, the beach movie.
Surfing.
Hold on, you know what? We got two, Mike. We got Blue Crush, and we got Eddie Murphy's The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
That opens this week?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Sure does.
All right.
Which one do you want to do?
I want to do either one. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
All right, I'll do Eddie Murphy, then, if you don't mind.
All right, well, we're doing them both.
Well, we're running late on time, so we got to split up. Do you want Eddie
Murphy? I'll take Blue Crush.
All right. It's my turn to go first, though. Eddie Murphy, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. By Don. Eddie, where is the guy who stood on Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. in the red jumpsuit and said, "Hey, Fred, how would you like me to F you up the A?"
Right.
What happened to that man? You know what your career is now, Ed? Your career now is talking to computer-animated animals and being in movies that make you gigantically fat, or in this movie, give you a bodybuilder's body. Eddie Murphy, you ain't funny anymore. I want to say something right now. I used to love you because you made me laugh the way that Chris Rock now makes me laugh. Eddie Murphy, I want to tell you something. I have more soul than you do. I have more dignity than you do. This movie's a piece of garbage. Do not go to see this movie. Garbage. Better movies come out of my stool.
Mm.
Wow. Mike.
Blue Crush.
Oh, wait. We got to wait for the clock to reach you.
Good afternoon. Blue Crush by Mike O'Mara. Surfing, but not with guys. For years and years, surfing has been the domain of the male, and it's boring and it's stupid, but here's what they've done. They've taken this surfing thing, and what you're going to see is a phenomenon. You're going to see probably the biggest popularity surge in the sport of surfing ever. Why? Because this movie, all it is, for an hour and 90 minutes, it's just girls in bikinis getting wet and surfing with close-ups of them walking up the beach, soaking wet, getting the water off them, getting their boards waxed and then going out to the surf, and it's supposed to have a decent little story, and the women are all hot, they've got tight little bodies, and it's fantastic, and I'll just tell you, it's wonderful. If you want to see almost naked young girls surfing, go see this movie, Blue Crush. I got a crush on this movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I think
no.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to give it a big enthusiastic thumbs up.
Wow. God damn, I am so negative.
Yeah.
I didn't like anything. Let me see. Gwyneth Paltrow in Possession. We both say you're wasting your time. Then you have Jennifer Aniston in The Good Girl. We both say
thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Then you got Pluto Nash. I said don't waste your time.
I would have said the same thing. Thumbs down.
And Blue Crush.
I give it an enthusiastic thumbs up because it just looks like great POAs up on screen for a few hours.
And I give it a thumbs down because they're wearing swimsuits.
Yeah. You'd rather have them naked, like doing it on the surfboards.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Be a good plot for a porno.
Yeah, we can't have everything. And I agree with that.
This is close to you're going to get to porno if you're like 13 years old.
Yeah.
So if you're 13, go see Blue Crush. You'll love it.
Or in your 40s.
So,
alone.
Really, there's not a lot we like.
No. And really, to be honest with you, I was kind of tweaking up that Blue Crush thing.
And I don't think it's us. I think it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, we're dying to see a good movie.
Sure.
God damn.
I'm ready for a blockbuster.
Yeah.
You know, a blockbuster that doesn't have, like, special effects. I'd like to see a blockbuster with real stunts and real acting.
Keep waiting. Keep waiting.
You know, in all seriousness, I mean, I know we sound kind of like fancy schmancy, but we need another contender. I'd like to see another movie like that.
We are so in the minority on that.
Yeah.
I guarantee. Our rating in New York was higher than the amount of people who have seen The Contender.
I'd like to see a movie like that, kind of a thinking movie, like a Wall Street. That's what I'm ready for, and we haven't seen that
in a while. Let's go to Guy Burley right now, Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz is the battery man. And Buzz, what is your lead story today on your news and comment show?
Today, it's official. The strike is on.
Look at Mike smiling. That means you're not going to have to get your ear pierced.
Yeah. Yeah, mixed emotions for, you know, I bought baseball tickets today.
Yeah.
All right, I'm bummed out.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
I'm sad. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Well, now me and Homer Jones are big.
I'm sorry, Joe. Let's take it from the top.
Going back
he's done real good thus far.
And I kept rolling him.
He has no seal tail.
He has no...
I love what's a good...
But just stop. Just stop this. God damn, I don't want Amos Moses playing. Indiana wants me. Could you find it? All right, good. It's not in the box set. Give me another, you know what, on the Amos Moses CD, does it have Don't Pull Your Love?
Ah, yes it does. Hold on.
We got the photographic memory. Okay.
You're spooky.
Yeah. Here we go. You're going to go the green cart. What's the word from Atlanta Crackpot? Kingle. Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. Bumper. Ready?
Yes.
Joe?
I'm ready.
Go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Restart.
What's the word?
Start again. Start again. Was that restart? You want him to start again?
No. I was just saying it is a restart.
Oh.
I was just saying.
See, I thought you were now. See, in fairness to Joe, that sounded like you said restart.
Right, no. I was just saying this is a restart.
Ah.
We're recording.
All right. Are you ready, Joe?
This is the good one.
All right. This is a restart. Go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
When the song goes bum, bum, ba, bum, bum, that's where you put the bumper in.
Okay.
Okay. Again, from the top. You know what? These are the small things every day that no one ever notices on this show. The small things that I obsess over every day on this show.
It's entirely
that's okay.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
Go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
1140
KHTK.
I'm in the trees.
There's a snake up there.
Where's my machine gun?
It may be the timing, but a new poll keeps Elvis as the king of rock and roll. He got 40% of the votes in an ABC News poll. The survey also shows that 9 out of 10 of us think Presley has had a lasting impact on American culture. But only about half the people surveyed call themselves fans of Elvis. 6 out of 10 say he was not a good role model.
Who am I talking to?
Who am I saying?
In Los Angeles, they're considering taking away the cars of men who solicit prostitutes. A new law was proposed this week. First offenders would lose their cars for a month.
Come on now. That means Kevin James is walking to work.
Second timers would lose it for 2 months.
Come on now.
And 3 strikes, you're out. They take away your car forever. The L.A. City Council will vote on the proposal in the next 90 days, hoping to clean up Sunset Boulevard.
It just means the solution is you walk to the red light district.
As cryptic as they are, the ads for the upcoming season of The Sopranos have started fans guessing. Fanatic viewers have started looking for clues in those ads.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm not sure I like their promotional campaign.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Oh, poor you.
What worries me is that their PR campaign is a little full of itself, you know. Like, what happens this season? Oh, you'd have to ask David. And then they bring David Chase out, you know, and he doesn't answer because, oh, it's so scary that we all want to know how it's going to end. Duh. For a print ad in a still photo by Annie Leibovitz, Tony and Carmella are looking in opposite directions, which fans consider a bad sign for their marriage. Paulie Walnuts has his back to the camera, and he's wearing white, looking into a mirror. Big Pussy appeared in the mirror just before he was bumped off. The new season starts September 15th.
This is the hype machine, and yeah. I can't stand it. And they said also, the only thing I heard about the show, that it's going to focus more on the family and the relationship of Tony and Carm.
Mm-hmm. I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that.
I want more shoot 'em ups, crazy shootouts.
You know what I'm not for? What? And this is true. They are coming out with a frozen line of
pizza,
of food, Soprano food.
I think they're going to have Artie Bucco on the box.
Yes. Eat it, or we'll kill you. That is the logo for Sopranos Lean Cuisine.
You know, when you let the sales guys take over.
Amen, man, brother. Man,
really.
Amen.
A man from Gulfport, Mississippi will spend the next year and a half in prison for having sex with a horse. 30-year-old Carl Brown was caught on video by
the
married...
you?
Was caught on video by the mayor's owner, and the tape would have been played in court if the case had gone to trial. Brown says he took the drug ecstasy just before committing the crime, or as the DA
puts
it, what did the horse take?
A crime against nature. Maybe the horse should have.
Hold on, Buzz. We got a break.
All right.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Totally devoid of butt weevil. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No. What's the point?
I'll write a letter of apology to you after the show.
I mentioned that members of the Don and Mike Show travel on Amtrak.
Yeah.
Barely.
Talk loud on Amtrak.
Do they still want me to read this?
Yeah.
Sella Express?
Yeah, they'll put them back in service.
Keep moving.
Before Christmas.
Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Now, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A 16-year-old in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, thought there was something familiar about the paramedic who was treating him. Earlier in the evening, the young man was the victim of a hit-and-run involving a truck. The kid says that when his eyes met the eyes of the 18-year-old paramedic, he knew where he'd seen him before.
Doll's eyes.
According to the victim, the paramedic was the guy driving the hit-and-run truck.
Yeah, a truck like that, knock you cold.
The paramedic now faces felony vehicular injury charges and reckless driving.
Doll's eyes.
The eyes thrown back white.
Doll's eyes.
Dead eyes.
An El Paso man who got tired of getting junk from a direct mail marketing firm showed up at the company this week. Police say he hurled profanities and dumped a bucket of paint on the company's receptionist.
Good.
The 49-year-old says he's contacted the company repeatedly to ask them to stop sending the junk mail.
It's all junk.
I don't read them.
Quoting the cops.
I delete them.
It's a very odd incident we have here. It had the potential to get worse.
If I hear or find who's been sending me that, I'll throw you, cover you with paint.
The cop says it was just paint, but the individual did have a gun in his vehicle.
Okay.
In Egypt, a man who's been doing brain surgery has been arrested for doing that with just a primary school education.
I've got a degree.
Police in Cairo say the 40-year-old was seeing about 200 patients a week.
Come on.
Dr. Ardinger.
Come on over here. That's good. First, I'll make the incision. Then I take off the brain cap.
He charged each patient $4.75.
Ooh, you have a lovely brain. You want some anesthetic?
$4.75?
$4.75.
Oh, that's good surgery.
It's
like Don Geronimo's Civil War surgery.
All right.
When foods attack. In Stockholm yesterday, a Swedish man died when he was buried alive in a storage silo. The 30-year-old was doing electrical work when he was suddenly buried in peas. In Sonoma County, California, a woman stopped to turn into a shopping center.
He was PO'd.
Nearly rear-ended by the car behind her. The driver of that car was so angry about the near accident.
I like peas, you know that, but you don't get them fresh as much as you used to. I haven't had a good pea in a year.
The angry driver hurled a container of potato salad against the side of her car. Police say they have no suspects. In sports, again, the top story, the baseball players have now officially set a strike date for August 30th, putting the sport on course for its ninth work stoppage since 1972.
You know who I go to for my news?
Who?
AP.
The date was set by the board during a 90-minute conference call.
That's right.
Randall Cunningham's coming back to the Philadelphia Eagles to retire again. After he signs a ceremonial contract, he'll retire before the kickoff at Veterans Stadium 1 week from tonight. He retired here once before in 1995.
And will you be talking about that on your pregame show?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, got to.
Nice.
On WYSP tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
And finally, it really was a day at the beach for some camp kids on a field trip. The kids were visiting Grafton Lake State Park in upstate New York when they came across a man taking pictures of a topless woman. The parents and counselors with the kids complained to the lifeguards, who told them the couple had a permit for the photo shoot.
Give me a little more, Lisa.
The lifeguards' bosses say they didn't know the photo shoot would involve a half-naked
That's
woman.
That's my girl. Come on, over your shoulder.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yes, party time. Las Vegas style show tonight. Going to Lance's house.
Yeah, Lance is having a party.
You'll hear about it on Monday's episode, as Mike mentioned a moment ago, and thank you for the plug.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Eagles and the Patriots on WYSP. I'll be doing the pregame. Tomorrow night, Mike and I on stage with Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth at the Tweeter Center.
Fantastic.
And I get to go to traffic court on Monday morning.
Yay!
Baby! Yeah, perfect that. Into the perfect weekend.
Uh-huh.
We will have a full recap, including, for the first time ever, some actual taped evidence of a Las Vegas-style show.
Yes, be fantastic. Just, let's not go crazy.
Bad idea.
On Monday's episode. Have a great one, everybody. I love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob, ask me later.
Okay.
Jersey boy.
Why are you wearing your jersey, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you a